A Severn Township daycare provider has written her first children's book. Three Pals and a Fishing Rod, written by Megan Galati, is the first of a four-book series. The series is based on her experiences of being a mother of two young boys. I think about those life lessons that I remember reading in the Clifford the Big Red Dog and Franklin series when I was a kid, Galati said. I really wanted to bring lessons that I teach my own kids into the world in the best way possible. The Beaton native has a passion for children's books, which gave her the idea to write her own book series. The demographic intended for the Three Pals series is children between 2 and 6 years old. The stories are based on problem solving, sharing, and teamwork. The characters go on a fishing trip, but there is only one fishing rod between the three of them, Galati explains. Between three young children, trying to share might not always be the greatest situation. In her own household, Galati has the 5-minute sharing rule for her children, which is also applied in the book. I wanted to bring that into the story, she said. The characters are actually based on my two young sons and my nephew. Galati, 31, hopes readers young and old learn that sharing truly is caring by reading her book. I believe that can really bring people of all ages together, she said. The adults who have purchased the book seem to find it to be a cute and funny story. Through writing and publishing her first book, Galati has learned that each step of crafting a story can be tedious. I handled this with a lot of care, she said. There are so many children's books out there. Taking that into consideration, I made sure the colors popped and the words were simple, which helped a lot. Three Pals and a Fishing Rod costs $13.99. It is available online and in select stores such as Manticore Books in downtown Orillia. The next story in the series, Three Pals and the Journey to Jocko Point, will be released in 2023. I want to continue this series as long as I possibly can, she said. Never-ending stories is my idea.